Blog Talk Radio.
I can't hear you.
Oh. Did I step out the room? I thought I heard you say something.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Prayer line, go in there with mom. Good evening.
Thank you.
Good evening, Auntie Betty.
Good evening, how y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Yay.
Daddy, good evening.
Good evening.
Mom, good evening.
Good evening, sweetheart.
Daughter, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Angela.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, Angela, you can pick up in Exodus.
Okay. Okay,
I'm going to start with Exodus chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a daughter of Levi, and the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was beautiful, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got him a wicker basket and covered it over with tar and pitch. And she put the child into it and set it among the reeds by the bank of the Nile. And his sister stood at a distance to find out what would happen to him. Then the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the Nile with her maidens walking alongside the Nile. And she saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid, and she brought it to her. When she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the boy was crying, and she had pity on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrews' children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go ahead." So the girl went and called the child's mother. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I shall give you your wages." For the woman took the child and nursed him.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Angela. Well, good evening, everyone. I'll do a roll call, and we'll go ahead and get started with our program for tonight. I have Angela, Auntie Betty, Daddy, Mom, and myself. So we'll go ahead and get started with the program. Good evening.
Good evening.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I pray that you all had a wonderful July and that you brought some news, some good news to share with us. If not, we're going to say pass. But if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our heart. We enter into your courts with praises. Father God, we thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for the ones that are here, and we ask that you bless the ones that could not be with us tonight. Father God, we ask that you remove every evil spirit that tried to enter in. You say there are when there are two or more gathered together to give you praise, that you would be in the midst of it all. And we thank you and we welcome you. Thank you for waking us up this morning and ordering our steps today. Keep us out of harm's way. We thank you for loving us, and we love you too. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Angela, can you do Matthew 19:26 for us? Lead us in that, please.
Sure. Jesus looked at them and said.
Jesus looked at them and said.
With man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
Awesome.
But with God, all things are possible.
Amen. Thank you for that, Angela. Okay, we get started right in our program. Daddy, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I would like to say one thing. Ms. Williams said she won't be with me tonight because they winding down, so she won't be with me tonight.
Okay. All right. We need
my subject, do no harm. And I got three outlines. Great one, live according to Christian principles. 1 Corinthians 6:12-13. All things are lawful unto me, but all things not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meat for the belly, and the belly for meat. But God shall destroy both it and them. Now, the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And our second outline, the spiritual consequences of immorality that we find in 1 Corinthians 6:14-17. And God had both raised up the Lord, and we're also raised up by his own power. Know ye not that the bodies are the member of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ, make them the member of an harlot? God forbid. What? Know you not that he which is joined to an harlot in one body? For two, says he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. And my third outline, honor God with your body. 1 Corinthians 6, chapter 18 to 20. Flee fornication. Everything that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have a God, and you are not your own. For you are bought with Christ. Therefore, glorify God in your holy. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. I'm reading the same verse in the NIV.
Okay. Flee from
sexual immorality. All other sins a man commits are outside his body. But he who sins sexually sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. And there's a few words on that. I was telling the brother this morning, I used to smoke years ago. I used to stand out there on the ground and smoke. He went inside the building, I put the cigarette out. Then I wondered, I don't know better, why didn't I recommend the temple, which the temple is us, God dwells in the temple. But we have more for that church building than we did the temple. So any way you tell a lie, you're in the church. If you go down in the woods, tell a lie, you're still in the church. If you drink behind the bushes, you're still drinking in the church. And so your body don't belong to you no more. It belongs to God. And that's why he said you were born with a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Daddy. We did have a couple of callers to join us. Miss Allen?
Yes.
Amen. Good evening. And I believe we have Auntie Dot.
Yes.
And Kira.
Yes.
Amen. Right. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, I'll go to Angela next. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of my Jesus Name Above All Names book. And I'm going to talk about reverence and respect for the name. Malachi 1:14. I am a great king, says the Lord of hosts, and my name is terrible and to be reverently feared among the nations. I hope you realize that the name of Jesus is more than just an ordinary name. There is power in the name, and in this verse, the Lord himself warns us that his name is to be reverently feared. The word fear here means to show reverent trust, love, and obedience towards him. In Proverbs 1:7, we are told the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is the beginning and the principal and choice part of knowledge and godly wisdom. If you want to know the truth, many Christians today have lost a lot of reverence for many spiritual things. When we learn that God is our friend, we come into a much more comfortable relationship with him. But some time ago, he spoke to our heart that we need to be careful about getting him on the buddy system so that we think of him as our buddy, just as our buddy, without realizing how great and awesome he is. Ephesians 6, 1 and 2, children, obey your parents in the Lord as his representatives, for this is just and right. Honor, esteem, and value as precious your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with the promise. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Angela. And it's going to take me to Miss Allen. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
No, I just want to listen in.
Okay, amen. Kira, are you prepared to say something with the group tonight?
No, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. No, ma'am.
Okay, a listener too. Amen, amen. Auntie Betty, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming from three books. I'm reading out of the New National Baptist Hymnal. I'm reading John chapter 16, verse 32, 33, chapter 14, 27, Ephesians chapter 2, 14 through 17, Philippians 4, 7 through 9. It said, behold, the hour is coming, day is now come, that ye shall be scattered every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace, and in the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For he is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Have abominable in the flesh the enemy, even the law of the commandment, contained and ordered, for to make in himself a twain, one new man, who maketh peace, so that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, have slain the enemy thereof, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Finally, brother, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever thing of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, he said, do. And the Lord and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Let's see, I would go next, and my reading is coming from the Living Bible and 1 John 1 through 5. Christ was alive when the world began, yet I myself have seen him with my own eyes and listened to him speak. I have touched him with my own hands. He is God's message of life. This one who is life from God has been shown to us, and we guarantee that we have seen him. I am speaking of Christ, who is eternal life. He was with the Father and then was shown to us. Again, I say, we are telling you about what we ourselves have actually seen and heard, so that you may share the fellowship and joys we have with the Father and with Jesus Christ, his Son. And if you do as I say in this letter, then you too will be full of joy, and so will we. This is the message God has given us to pass on to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. So if we say we are his friend and go on living in spiritual darkness and sin, we are lying. But if we are living in the light of God's presence, just as Christ does, then we have wonderful fellowship and joy with each other, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from every sin. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, Mom, any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to be reading Psalm 98:1-6, and I'm coming from the upper room. And it says, change, shout for joy to the Lord. That's Psalm 98:4. Early in May, I was talking with a neighbor who was disappointed that the leaves of his maple tree hadn't yet changed color. Within a few days of our conversation, we experienced three successful frosts, our first for the year. Secondly, the neighbor tree, along with thousands of other around town, changed dramatically. They took on the orange, red, and deep gold color that had been missing throughout our calm autumn. Driving around our street became such a delight as the trees suddenly blazed with color and seemed to shimmer as gentle a breeze stirred within the leaves. Normally, I dislike the start of the forest winter season, but this year it brought such a complete change in the forest that I was able to rejoice in the amazing beauty of God's creation. So often I'm ready to see the downside of change occurring around me, but fail to remember to thank God as I began to see the beauty, the benefit of the change. This autumn, I felt nurtured as God gently showed me how all of creation worked together to create beauty and wonder. It deepened my trust in God and helped me to learn to look for reason to rejoice in everything I experience. Thought for today is, today I will rejoice in the beauty of creation. And the prayer said, wonderful creation God, thank you for all the blessing that you showed upon us. Help us to rejoice with you in the beauty and the good in all you give us. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Auntie Dot, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 122. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within the gate, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a built as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribe go up, the tribe of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel. to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set stones of judgment, the stones of the house of David. Praise for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace within their walls and prosper within their palace. For my brothers and companions say, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thou good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. Let's see. All right. Amen. Thank you for the words. Thank you for the good news. And we move right into our second shut-in, so if everyone would bow their head for that, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son. We thank you for that we are able to call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing, and Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Jessica Smith, Vicki Hussman, Angela Burns, Daddy Verna, Auntie Betty, Miss Allen, Rochelle Bessler, Uncle Champ, and Oliver, and Dave, and LaTanya, and Cheryl, Abilene, Kavlin, Miss Wonder, Miss Boyers, and family, the Rossiter family, Carlos and the Webb family, Jerry and Terry, Charles and Val, Janet Williams, Mary Ann, Mary Lowe, Lenny and family, Mom, Valerie Crockett, Tally, Josh and Kim, Mr. Harold, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Quentin, Jenny, Monique, Jermaine, Eddie Tipman, Kayla, Ruth Edwards, Michael and Denise Moody, the Norris family, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stands in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward. Supply them with the wisdom to know that you're still in control. Praying for complete healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let everyone say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, birthdays. Week of July 6th through July 12th.
Anthony,
any birthdays
July
you need to register? Who's?
Anthony.
Wally,
July
9th. Wally. Okay, any others?
It's a Tally on the
11th. We got Tally. Okay.
Jeremy Lewis.
Jeremy.
Isaiah. On the 7th. Eddie. On the 9th.
Who did you say?
Eddie.
Eddie. Okay. Okay, all right. Praise God. A lot of birthdays that week of July. Let's see, Auntie Betty, would you do us the honor and sing the birthday song?
Yes.
Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you, and many more. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Happy birthday. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. And that takes us right into our praise testimony, songs of poems, and I start with Mom.
Yes.
I'm a chapter saying, because
Amen.
He lives.
Amen.
God sent his son. They call him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon, and him the great is thou to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face my soul. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth living. Just because he lives, how sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still the calm assurance this child can face uncertainty days because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross the river, I'll fight life's battle, war with pain, and then I'll tell, give way to victory. I see the light of glory, and I know he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth living just because he lives. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Hubert joined the line.
Amen.
Yes, my minutes are short, so you can leave me and put some praise, and I'll be in and out, and I'll catch up with you all next week. Thank you very much.
Okay, good evening, good evening. Okay, thank you for that wonderful song, Mom, because he lives. Amen, amen. Okay, Angela, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, but did Hubert want to go on first?
Hubert, do you want to go first?
Yes, please, because I don't know my time. I'm limited.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, first I'd like to give thanks and praise to the everlasting living God that live forever. He the first
Amen.
And the last.
Amen.
I'd like to share something just off my, you know, the brainstorm and food for thought. I'm not going to get into no particular bracket for the scriptures, which is my inheritance in the KJV 1611. I've had mastered it since I was 12 years old. But I found out who I were by studying the holy precepts. I'm grandson of Hezekiah, spiritually concerning Hezekiah, the one that was forsaken. The chief cornerstone of the Lord have made me. Not of my choosing, but it was his God to choose me to be. Now when the enemy come like a flood, like they did old Jerusalem, taking it by force, they have done that unto me this Thursday. They come in my house, bust down my security door, get my neighbor, draw guns on us all, having us stepped out, and they ain't got nothing, no warrant, no anything. I'm letting you know the forces of the Gentiles, the ones that know God, thinking they're doing something that is right. Say, that's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is ways of death. And that's the KJV 1611. Even you might think it is fine life, but what you find is the ways of death. And I'm letting you repent from your own sin that you were born in. Death itself is your wages. So I ponder on these things, ponder your footsteps, and my God say, walk with Jesus. And I don't have a clue how to walk with Jesus, so he's still working on me. When I die, don't bury me. Send my body to Tennessee so Dirty Diana Ross can pay us for the record that we put that happened in Simpson. For it's their name on my production, on my gift, on my music. Now, unless my family don't want to do that after all these years, if I go all the way back to the 60s, because that's where I'm going, to the 60s. And if you all not going to support me now that you all haven't done anything after all these years, now I'm going to do something all by myself. You're either with me or you're against me. And at that point, I'm going to say this. When you make a mistake, the bed you make, you're going to lie in. And I'm set free from all mankind, because I don't have nobody to tell me anything. I'm a runaway. I don't answer to nobody but my God. And you have to come and say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Spirit of discerning, Jalo, Sayah, and Abba, the seed of the firstborn, the seed of praise. Yes, I do have a little discrepancy with God, because they do it over and over and over again. The more I keep forgiving, the more they go right back to their wicked way. They even think their strong-headed ways are their own. They pay themselves. They don't need God. They got God first on their lips, but in their heart, they don't show the love of God. Now let that touch you all, this independent day, because I'm independent, and I'm here to stay. And just like my grandfather, King Hezekiah, said, turn to the wall, that's the prophet Isaiah said, you shall die. He turned to the wall and asked God, God, I'm not finished yet. Give me more years. And God answered him and gave him 15 more years. See, he didn't focus on the problem. He didn't focus on the circumstance. He didn't focus on the situation. He didn't focus on what man was doing. He went straight to God. And that's the only one that's in front of me. And that's my future. That's my heritage. And ain't nothing else going to get in front of me. They're not going to get knocked down. Family, friend, or foe. And there ain't nothing behind me. Satan is behind me. And choose now who shall you serve. Jehovah, the most terrible black dreadful God, whom I serve. That's your choice. Freedom of choice. Free will. Amen. May the words of my mouth and the message of my heart be accepted by my life. Hello. Shalom.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Hubert. Amen. Okay, Anvil, you want to go ahead and go next?
Yes, I will. I'm going to still read from Jesus' name above all names.
Amen.
Okay. The title is The Name and the Relationship. And after he had appeared in human form, he abased and humbled himself and carried his obedience to the extreme of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and has freely bestowed on him the name that is above every name. That in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue confess and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2:8-11. And that the last piece, obedience and relationship, let the same attitude and purpose and mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. Let him be your example in humility, who, although being essentially one with God and in the form of God, did not think this equality with God was a thing to be eagerly grasped or retained, but stripped himself of all privileges and rightful dignity so as to assume the guise of the servant, in that he became like men, and was born in a human being. Philippians 2:5-7. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Angela. I have Kadarius that wants to share something with the group tonight. Good evening, Kadarius.
Good evening. The Lord open our eyes that we may see. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Kadarius. Okay. Auntie Dot, anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
No, I pass.
Okay, man. Auntie Betty?
Yes. I'm going to try to sing this song. It's in my spirit.
Amen.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. I believe I'll say that again. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good to me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Let's see, Daddy. Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I want to read a little bit from the subject, God Manifested in Nature. So there is nothing in the world to accurately illustrate God. Paul declared the invisible thing of him from the creation of the world can help us understand his eternal power in Godhead. Find that Romans 1:20. The truth that God is a trinity by two invisible persons, Father and Spirit, and one invisible person, Jesus, is evident even in creation. The universe is composed of three elements, space, matter, and time. These three, only matter is visible. Space requires length, height, and width in order to constitute space. Each dimension is separated and distinct in itself. Get the three from the space. If you remove height, then you don't have space anymore. Time is a trinity, a past, present, and future. Two are invisible, past and future, and one visible, present. Each is separated and distinct, as well as essential, in order for time to exist. Man is also a trinity, having physical, mental, and spirit components. Again, two are invisible, mental, and spiritual, and one visible, physical. In each of these examples, are the removal of any one component result in the dismiss of the whole. In like manner, the Godhead contains three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Each is God. Find that in Ephesians 4 and 6, Titus 2 and 13, Acts 5, 3. Yet they are one God. The removal of one person destroys the unity of the whole. Even the gospel story illustrates the intensity of three. The sanctuary has three places. The courtyard, the holy place, and the most holy place. There are three stages of salvation. Justification, sanctification, and glorification. The angel around God's throne cry, holy, three times. Find out Isaiah 6 and 3. And amen.
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 Amen. Okay, thank you for that, Daddy. Okay, and I believe that takes us right into the Serenity Prayer. And Mom, would you lead us out in that, please?
God grant me.
God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity prayer.
The serenity
to accept.
Thing that I cannot change.
The things that I cannot change.
The courage to change.
The courage to change.
The thing that I can change.
The things that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. And before I do the closing prayer, is there anything anyone wants to share before I go into the closing prayer? Okay, the closing prayer tonight is Matthew 6, 9. I'll be coming to you out of the Living Bible. So if everyone would bow their head, please. And the Living Bible goes on to say, pray along these lines. Our Father in heaven, we honor your holy name. We ask that your kingdom will come now. May your will be done here on earth, just as it is in heaven. Give us our food again today as usual, and forgive us of our sin just as we have forgiven those who have sinned against us. Don't bring us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, I'll turn it over to Angela to do the conclusion of the program.
First of all, I just want to thank everyone for attending today. If you would please bow your head for the closing prayer. Father, we ask you to bless our relatives, our friends, and those that we care deeply for. Show them a new revelation of your love and power. Holy Spirit, we ask you to minister to their spirit at this very moment. Where there is pain, give them your peace and mercy. Where there is self-doubt, release a renewed confidence through your grace. Where there is need, we ask you to fulfill their needs. Bless their homes and their families, finances, and their goings and their comings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Angela. As Angela said, thank everyone for what you shared with us today. May everyone have a blessed week, and God loves you.
Yeah.
Good night. Love you all.
Good night. Love you all.
Good night. Love you all. Good night. Amen, amen, amen. The Christian race is not a sprint. It's a marathon. Leave you with those thoughts for the week. In Jesus' name, the Nellis family say good night. Amen, amen, amen.